Well, it's past 5 o'clock and the world hasn't ended yet, so I don't know what that says about us, that we haven't been taken up, so we must be some of those people. Jesus says you don't know the day or the hour, so when I got here, it probably wasn't too long after I got here, about five years ago, that Father McCabe came and started talking to me about the possibility of maybe getting a new school in this new building project that we were going to be undertaking. And you know, as an assistant, you give everything you have to the parish, but you just know that eventually you're going to be moving on, and so there's a certain sense that you're just, because of the time, you just can't get you just can't get as invested into a project as if you were a pastor or superintendent or principal. So here I am, 5 years later, and I'm still here. And during the course of that time, I have gotten a lot more invested in the parish and in this project. And it's been kind of neat to see just how the providence of God has unfolded in terms of this building project. Because I think when we were originally thinking, we were hoping to maybe have a whole new school, and it was going to be in a different location. And then we had the whole stock market crash and everything, and that kind of backed off on it for a while. And then we came back and kind of revised the plans and decided that we would try to build next to our existing sites. And as I became pastor of St. Benedict's Parish and I began to learn more about the history, I just thought that was something that was very fitting, because we've had a Catholic school here at St. Benedict's since 1858, which is really, 1861, which is really quite remarkable when you think about it, 150 years of Catholic education. And so, it just seemed kind of fitting that just kind of the way that God's providence worked through the plan. And as we've gone through this whole design process, it's really been, quite fascinating. I've never really been involved in anything quite of a building project of this scope before. And so it's been kind of neat it's taken a lot of time and we've put a lot of work into it, but it's really been kind of neat to see how the project has come along and how we've been able to try to address the needs that we have in terms of our school. And when you think about those building projects, or when you think about any building, or you think about this building or any other one, that you have to, it's built out of something. If you want a strong building that's going to last, you need a good foundation, you need to drive the pilings down into the ground, you need to use good quality materials, but then also we have things here, that really don't structurally help the building, but really help make it a worship space, that make it beautiful, like the stained glass windows and things like that. And it's really neat to, like I said, just to see how all of those different pieces and all of those different parts fit together. St. Peter, in today's second reading, he uses this analogy of a building, and he uses it to be able to describe what we are really as the church. He says, "Come to him, a living stone." So he calls Jesus a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. "And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." So what St. Peter is saying is that each one of us must be like a living stone. But again, using this analogy of a building, That we are each one a part, as a member of the church, we are a part of something much, much greater. You know, and so, some people are just, they're the work that they do is hidden. They're like that foundation. It's underneath the ground. You can't see it, but you know that it's necessary. You know, there are some souls that really magnify and radiate the light of Christ that are like these windows that really show forth the beauty of God. There are some people that are, you know, that every part, every piece of this building is necessary. And that's what St. Peter is saying, is that we must be like that. But we are something different. We're not just static. We're not just things. But we are people, the people of God. We are living stones. And what is being built up is a house of worship, a temple of God, within which takes place the worship of God through a deep and profound encounter with Jesus Christ, through, with, and in Jesus Christ. We are that building of God. And within that building takes place the spiritual sacrifice that is offered unto the Father for His praise and honor and glory. So we must all be living stones, a part of that spiritual edifice. When we sin, we say, I don't want to be a part of that. I'm not necessary. I'm not important to that. I'm not precious in God's eyes. But we are. God wants all of us to be a living stone. But when we commit sin, we die. We're dead. We're not able to give worship and praise to God. We're not part of that spiritual edifice. And so this, you know, kind of tying this back to our building project that we're doing. You know, the building project is a, you know, we are using bricks and mortar. But the most important part of the building project is not the bricks and mortar of the project. It's the fact that we're striving to help build a spiritual edifice, that we're trying to make, as a part of this project, living stones. The children that go through the doors and that we educate, those are the most important pieces. Because we want them to understand their dignity as Christians so that they can take their place in society. And not only be intellectually formed, be emotionally formed, to be good citizens, which are all very, very important. But most importantly, that they understand that they are living stones, a part of the church, and that they have a true and wonderful and great contribution to make to our society and to our world as living stones. And so as we, in the next couple weeks and couple months, we're going to be kind of advancing our capital campaign, and Dr. DeFries will be here later to kind of give you an update. Don't want to steal all of his thunder, but to date we've raised about $8.1 million for our project, but we still have a ways to go in order for us to be able to accomplish everything that we have. And what we're really inviting every one of the members of our parish is to be a part of that. You know, we're part of this. Like I said, I've been really amazed at this community, just being a part of it, and just how much effort and how much love is put in as a part of our school. And I think a lot of it is because people realize the importance of having Catholic education available in our community, and, you know, at a reasonable cost as well. You know, and we're able to do that because we realize that we want to help our children to be living stones, and to really, so that they are able to really reflect in their lives and to be a part of that greater church. And so as we go forward, I really ask for, I beg for your prayers, because, like I said, this is this is something, it's a little bit scary, you know, but it's wonderful at the same time, you know, and but we need prayers, you know, in order, it says in another place in the sacred scripture, unless the Lord builds a house, the laborers build in vain. So really what we need more than anything is prayers for this project and for that. But we will also be inviting, you know, every member of our parish to help out and to make a sacrificial gift. And one of the things that we're really blessed here at St. Benedict's is that as a part of that, because we're getting a new cafeteria, that I'll be able to serve as our parish hall as well. And so it's something that is going to be really, I think it's really going to be wonderful. You know, not having to lug, you know, 800 pounds of chicken down into the basement anymore, I think is in itself it's worthy of it. But it really is, you know, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. We are all called to be living stones. And as we really strive to go forward in this project, that's really what we're forming. We're forming the living stones for the next generation within our community and within our church. And as we really strive to be a part of that, it'll really be beautiful to see just how this spiritual house is built up for the praise and honor and glory of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ.